is North Melbourne youngster Luke Delaney. 26 games in 3 years. He played five this year. And we're joined by his manager right now. Greg Sise joins us. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Very well, thanks. Luke wants some more opportunities elsewhere, does he?
Yeah, that's basically it. He's been very, very happy at North over the years. He's got great mates there. Obviously, his brother plays there as well. But it's all about opportunity.
Greg, is it almost like when Scotty Thompson and Nathan Grimer both play that obviously Luke's out of the side, there's no option, there's no room for movement at North Melbourne to play the three of them in the back end at the same time?
Pretty much. Nathan, Luke's a genuine key. He's not really a third defender. He takes the big guys, and I guess they like to have Grimer and Thompson do that job. So pretty much this year Luke had to wait until one of the boys got injured, and then he came in and did a good job.
The St Kilda Football Club are crying out for backline players. Is he really keen to get to St Kilda, and have you spoken to the Saints?
Yeah, certainly. We once the season finished, we had meetings with three different clubs, and St Kilda was one of those.
Who were the other two, Greg?
Carlton and Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of Luke's at the stage at the moment where he's decided that if North can manage to wangle a trade, he'd like to get to the Saints, but obviously it doesn't always work that way.
So his preference is St Kilda over the Blues and the Lions?
Look, it is at this stage. There is a long way to go, though. We've certainly had other clubs come to us and say, hey, we're keen on Luke, but it's a matter of who they can move on in trade week and perhaps make room on the list and in the salary cap. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, but at this stage, it's the Saints is the preference.
What sort of contract terms are some of the clubs offering? Is it a one-year deal, two, three? And what's his preferred yearly, contract?
Obviously, the longer you can get, the better. All the players are the same as far as that goes. So we're hoping to get a three-year deal done for him. How that plays out, we'll have to wait and see. But none of the clubs have certainly got any problems with that.
So St Kilda have offered a three-year deal to Luke Delaney?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they have.
All right. Two, no problems at all. Now, he's met with Scotty Waters and all that, and he seems to really like the club. He's obviously more interested in staying in Melbourne than he is to go interstate.
He wasn't too fast, to tell you the truth, guys. He last year had a bit of interest from some interstate clubs and probably wasn't too far away from going to either Brisbane or Geelong last year. But in the end, nothing could get done with the North were keen to keep him last year, so that wasn't anything that fazed him, really. Moving interstate, his very long-term girlfriend, she's happy to go wherever Luke needs to go to pursue his career. And, you know, at his age, he's 24, has been an AFL-quality defender for a few years now, but it's time to play rather than sit in the VFL and just be a backup.
Lee Spurs, another player you got from the Fremantle Dockers. He had a really good year. I think he was nominated by the Dockers staff to actually be put his hand up for the provisional All-Australian squad of 40. So he was a player that the Fremantle Dockers coaching staff definitely rate very highly. Have there been any clubs calling about Lee Spur?
Not this year. He's contracted for another year.
He is, so, yes.
Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me, though. He's had a terrific year. He's probably... You know, he's probably right up there as one of the elite small defenders in the comp, I would have thought. It's a great story where he's originally from Queensland and then played 5 years for Central Districts here in South Australia, a couple of premierships, and then has gone on and seamlessly sort of moved into AFL footy. So I would think that we'll probably get together with Freo pretty soon and look at maybe doing an extension pretty soon.
He is a great story because I think he played in two flags in the SA NFL. He was a mature age pickup, and I read an article, I think 3 or so months ago that he thought his AFL dream was over, and now he's been picked up, gets a chance. Michael Barlow, another guy at the Dockers in a similar boat. So for many men right around Australia who might be 22, 23, 24 playing at the, not the lower leagues, but the SA NFL, the WAFL, the VFL, their options are still there, and Lee Spur, I think, is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, he's very much a poster boy for that sort of thing. I know he's great mates with Nick Barlow, actually, so I guess they can compare journeys. But I think you'll find more and more clubs are looking at those at those secondary leagues, and they're certainly, you know, I go to the, obviously go to the footy every weekend, and you see guys, you think, crikey, he could play in an AFL team, no problems. But having said that, it's one thing to play, it's another thing to actually make a difference to that team, and I think that's what recruiters are looking for, is someone who can come in and actually add value to your team.
Well, we let you go, mate. We appreciate your time joining us on Gillette Trade Radio. Percentage-wise, how confident are you that Luke Delaney will end up at the Saints?
I'm never confident about anything this time of year, boys, but I would think that, 60-70%.
Well, you know what? 60% this time of year, 10:30 on a Monday morning, Greg. We'll pump that up to 85%, mate. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, lad.
Luke Delaney looking set.